Hello and welcome to the Paiju. Yeah, there we go.
Mm-hmm. Good job. Paiju, Codpast. It's the new trend of Codpast. It's fish.
People put recordings on fish and hope it gets to somebody else's ears.
Yeah.
Just tie it onto them. I'm Ralph.
It's studying history through fish. It's the cods of the past. Oh, man. Paiju. So bad. I don't know what Paijus are, though. Paiju.
It sounds...
well, the holidays and stuff.
Insensitive.
I'm Jorge. Yeah.
And this is the Kaiju Podcast. And today we're discussing Godzilla. No.
No, we're not.
King Kong versus Godzilla.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know... Well, wait. First of all... sorry. I brought up Shin Godzilla from the last one. I brought up Shin Godzilla to one of the women who does hair on my show, who speaks Japanese, and she said that Shin Godzilla just means it's the new Godzilla.
Okay.
And not any of the other stuff we were adding, that at least I was interpreting that like, no, this is like the real Godzilla.
Yeah.
No, it's just like the new Godzilla.
Which makes more sense.
You know, they put Shin anything.
Yeah.
It's just like the new this, the new that.
Like Shin Koku.
It makes sense in a sense, and also because it also kind of in a way describes the new monster design as well as it being the new movie.
And the abilities. Because I was saying on the last show that if they call it the true Godzilla, it's weird because he does so many different things.
Right.
Than normal. So new Godzilla makes more sense.
Well, It's my interpretation was more just like the American studios had their turn. Now let me show you how Godzilla movies go.
Yeah, step aside.
I don't know if we should like just kind of warn people that, you know, it's like we don't really are probably not going to go through like the plot description on these movies.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean,
I think it's just going to be loose. I think we just want to do, like, we want to talk about monsters.
Yeah, like, this is basically just an excuse for Ralph and I to talk about monsters. And if you guys want to eavesdrop on this conversation, welcome to.
Yeah, I don't think,
But this is, like, the most for just us kind of podcast.
Yeah, I was telling my friend Kevin, I was like, I'm doing this other podcast because I went and saw a Godzilla movie with Jorge, and then we spent like a whole dinner talking about Godzilla, and I kind of just wanted to talk about Godzilla some more.
Mm-hmm,
and the most interesting parts are where the monsters are hitting each other and not so much how Japanese Congress or the Prime Minister or the scientists are
trying to figure it out.
Yeah, and try to help society.
Yeah.
We just want to see Godzilla shooting back lasers.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we just want to see the back laser spikes. When we went in last time and, you know, we were talking about if this would be my favorite Godzilla movie, and in the rewatch, it's definitely not my favorite Godzilla movie, and we'll get to why, because there's certain things that are hard to watch now.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily exactly this specifically super current climate, but just the way the world has been, you know, all the island stuff,
casting roles,
you know, what'd you say?
As far as like casting roles for people.
Yeah, that's part of it. Mm-hmm. The And so those are like, oof, you know, it's like how you can't watch Breakfast at Tiffany's or, you know, it's like, oh man, it ruins the movie.
What if Mickey Rooney played an Islander in this movie?
Oh, by the way, so another thing. Oh, I gotta send these things to you. I was when I put it in, I just started like kind of like doing a little light Googling about it too, just because I would like kind of look up, you know, actors and different parts, and as I started watching it, and according to Wikipedia, that this was the most attended Godzilla movie to date.
Oh, really? In America or like worldwide?
I think worldwide. I don't know if since the newer movies, but I don't know. At least until they put that, I don't know what date that Wikipedia anecdote was in there, but it definitely apparently was the most popular.
Yeah. So I have a book. I have a book here that Stevie gave me about 15 years ago. It's called Japan's Favorite Monstar, The Unauthorized Biography of the Big G by Steve Reifel. And I might reference it a couple times from like here on out as far as the podcast goes, because there was something, I believe it was brought up on the last episode, is the victor of the fight between King Kong and Godzilla.
Right.
And the fact that growing up, I always knew that there was two endings. There was the American version where King Kong won, and in Japan, the Japanese release, Godzilla won. And that is not true. It never happened.
Right.
There was never that version. And it's what's funny is in this book, it says not only was that like it wasn't true, but the rumor was so great, that was so like well known, that in the Genius 3 edition of the Trivial Pursuit, the question was who won the Japanese version of King Kong versus Godzilla, and claims that the correct answer is Godzilla.
Really?
Yeah. Trivial Pursuit put that in the Genius 3 edition.
Wow.
Yeah. I thought that was interesting.
I wonder how many questions are wrong in the Trivial Pursuits.
I don't know. But the
we know of one.
Yeah. Yeah. And I guess it was one of those things. I guess they're the only thing I found online, which is the difference in endings, is the ending of this movie has King Kong walking away in the ocean, and you hear him roar. In the Japanese version, you also hear Godzilla roar. Like, they play that sound effect also.
Oh.
But I don't know if that's enough to make it into Trivial Pursuit.
The roar. Yeah. Yeah, I don't think that counts. I think it's just Trivial Pursuit, just a bunch of guys sitting around with a bunch of bathroom readers trying to think of things to put on cards.
Yeah, but...
And then they go, how about this? And there was... Yeah, they didn't... It's not like they would... I don't know. When did Genius 3 come out?
I don't know. Before Snopes, probably. And according to this book, this is... Okay, so this is the third Godzilla movie. And it is the first one in color. And this came out 7 years after the previous Godzilla movie.
Okay.
So there's like a big break in the action.
This is the third, you said?
Yeah.
So Godzilla Raids Again, and then this one?
And then this one.
But, man, how about that color? All that stuff that they got added for the American stuff. Oh, there's also this thing about it. It was kind of like American produced in a way.
Yeah, it was a co-production. Like
they had like a story they wanted to tell, and then... But you can see, like, because like, it opens with that guy who's like a newscaster...
Yeah, what was weird is I think they were showing that they were broadcasting to a satellite, but it looked like they were broadcasting from a satellite.
Yeah, the cartoon satellite.
Yeah.
I mean, by the way, but I was like, man, I really love that. The colors and that stuff.
Yeah.
It looked like those Disney documentaries that you saw when you were in school.
It's like in the blue background.
Like Chimo the Magnificent. Mm-hmm. It's just so, I was like, oh, the colors are so rich and so cool looking. And it was interesting because then we cut to the first piece of the original Japanese movie, and it's like it's a little grainy. It's a little it's a little not as
it's like drab.
Yeah, it's almost like it was a flashback.
And it was one of the things that I liked about that scene was the newscaster has this the jar of berries from Faroe Island.
Yes.
And it was clearly like it to me it felt like here's a prop we can recreate that ties the American footage to the Japanese footage. And I like that they're really giving it that attention.
Yeah.
But it made me laugh that it was that they were kind of stuck with those berries as the connective tissue.
As the plot. Yeah.
So Godzilla comes out of an iceberg. That's when we first see Godzilla. There's like a nuclear submarine or something going by this iceberg. Yeah,
okay, so the nuclear submarine. First of all, one of the things about this movie that was entertaining in a like, oh man, kind of way was them having to reuse the same shot of like, so we see the submarine starts as a still picture and then it moves just a little bit. And then when we cut back to it, it's the same still picture and the same move just a little bit. There's only one other angle of the submarine in the surface. But then the submarine crashes into an iceberg, and half of the submarine is completely wedged into it. It's like half of it is sticking out. And it's like they missed this iceberg. They didn't see this iceberg.
Yeah.
And they were going so fast that they wedged that far in.
Yeah. Maybe it's hot. Maybe the submarine's hot and it just kind of melted its way in.
Now, it's good, because like, one thing I was thinking, I've never seen Godzilla Raids Again. It'd be great if it ends with him being frozen somehow.
It does.
Ah! It does.
That's why I brought it up. He's been in there 7 years.
Wow. That's great.
Yeah. So we'll have to get to that one eventually, but we'll have to decide along the way whether we're going to do Godzilla versus, or it's Godzilla Raids Again, or Gigantus, the fire monster. Which is the Americanized version.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, that's a direct sequel thing. Is he was frozen in that iceberg.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
They have
rare continuity.
That there's different little bits of they try to do that. I appreciate the effort.
Yeah.
And then the submarine, like the yellow cloud.
Yeah, it's like it peed itself.
It's like oh, we better dump the septic tank.
But it's just pee. King Kong.
No solids.
Those are still in their pants. Crashing into an iceberg with Godzilla inside. Like, you're already having a bad day. King Kong doesn't live on Skull Island. He lives on Faroe Island, and it's spelled F-A-R-O. It's not like King Tut, like a pharaoh.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what that means, Pharaoh, F-A-R-O.
Yeah, Asians and blackface, it's hard.
Yeah, they're, yeah.
And there's also the part where one of the guys who goes to talk to the chief, and he says, Chief, how? I was like, oh, man.
Yeah, at first I was like, maybe they're just kind of like, they just kind of tanned them up a little bit. But then they had like Afro wigs on and stuff.
Right. It's like there's a few they go, maybe they're just like smudgy, like they made them dirty.
Yeah.
And then you see some that are like definitely like full body. The ones that didn't sweat as much because they had whatever they were.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the little Afro wigs. What I did like from that scene was that kind of Japanese mambo music that was coming out of the radio.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, what is that? I want to find that song.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of music, like source music. Like one time I looked up like the music that was playing in the club in Total Recall at the Venusville Club.
Uh-huh.
And there was like a 10-minute loop of it on YouTube.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's...
Well, it's like a lot of times in movies and in trailers and stuff, they'll use a clip of a song and it's like, ah, this is such a great sounding song. And then you get the song and it's like, oh, this song really sucks, but there's this really great little moment in it.
Yeah. What did you think of King Kong's crazy puppet face?
Yeah, it was... So there's a thing, the King Kong outfit, there's a few things they use. Like there definitely seem to be a different head for wide shots.
It looks more mean.
And like the eyes are kind of deeper and more sunken in, it looked like. And then this one, the puppet face. Oh, they put a lot of motion in his thing. You can see it's basically, because like the same thing, like in the close-ups of the Godzilla head, you know, there's a lot of like puppeting on the mouth and stuff like that they did. So they're definitely we're working a lot to give it. I wonder if they were also aiming to make it have more expressions the way the 1930s King Kong does.
Maybe.
Yeah, he was kind of an ugly puppet up close.
Yeah. According to this book, it was like flea bitten. Like there's like all kinds of like fleas in it and stuff.
In the fur?
Yeah.
Jesus.
It sounds gross.
Now, it looks like he has two different size arms, too.
Yeah, sometimes he has just regular guy arms.
Yeah, sometimes like when he has to pick the girl out of the train, it looks like, because he has to be able to use his hands. But then other times he's got these super extended arms that he can, like, when he pounds
it looks
chest.
Like it looks like Freddy, the Nightmare on Elm Street, the first one, when he's walking down the alley with the long arms. Yeah.
Yeah, I was referring to it as, like, there's, like, King Kong in the short sleeves.
Yeah.
The other thing that troubled me about the island footage was using a real octopus.
Uh-huh.
And it's just after a while I was going, visually I can see how seeing an octopus destroy those things was cool. But the longer and longer, I guess, him going, get him back in the water!
Yeah, because they really focused the sound effects on the little breathing hole.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I was thinking, like, I didn't Google it, but I thought about, like, how long could an octopus live outside the water?
About 45 minutes.
Oh, okay. You looked it up? Good.
It's like 30 to 45 minutes, I think, was what I did. I ended up looking it up. Because it sounds like he's starting to have problems at the end.
Yeah.
Which is tough, because it's also when he's getting worked over by King Kong.
Yeah.
So it's like, and speaking of, so the fake octopus on the King Kong head, and when he's like wrestling him, that reminded me, there's also that big fake lizard when they first come on the island.
Yeah.
And he's just swinging around by the tail.
And he just like chucks it down the...
Yeah. And then I think they like shoot in the general direction of it.
With the octopus, like I was like, I don't want to look it up because it's going to be like, oh, they can't be out of the water at all. and then I felt bad for this octopus.
I felt terrible.
I was like, and then I don't know why in my brain I couldn't just be like, well, clearly they needed the octopus to stay alive to shoot. And they do edit movies. So it's not like it's all one take, but they kept accentuating that breathing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh man, someone help this octopus out.
Right.
So it's tough. Yeah.
And it's like, it's
because the octopus doesn't want to be there.
No.
Like, I know that much. But I did enjoy the fake octopus because it didn't even match closely. It reminded me of Ed Wood. Just shake its legs, make it look like it's killing you.
Yeah. Oh, and when they would incorporate the big fake, the animated legs.
Yeah.
For the people. And so, like, where you'd see, like, the bits. In front of him, then they'd add a few extra legs to it.
Uh-huh.
The blue screen stuff was really blue.
Yeah.
In this movie. Especially when you get later when they're actually like, there's people in the cities and stuff. They were really blue.
And I have an older DVD, so it looked extra kind of garbagey.
After King Kong defeats the octopus, he does this move with his head to both sides. And it kind of looked like it was one of these like head waves, like, yeah, you know it. I'm bad. But then you realize, oh, I think they're trying to make it look like he was sniffing the air because he had to find the special berry juice.
Oh, okay.
Cause he does it to the right, then he does it to the left, and then he goes down and grabs the berries. So, but they didn't add any like sniffing sounds to make him go, you know, to know that that was what was going on.
That one of the things that I don't know if it bugs me, it kind of bugs me, is the they say that Godzilla's brain's like the size of a marble,
Yeah.
And that he's not very smart.
Right.
Especially versus King Kong's large thinking brain.
Right.
Which I guess is fine. I mean, it makes sense that a lizard wouldn't be as smart as an ape, but I kind of felt bad for Godzilla.
Oh, yeah. Well, right. Yeah, so the Godzilla's an idiot.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But that reminded me, this reminds me of this thing that came up on a podcast I was listening to. It was on the Dana Gould Hour, mm-hmm. where he was making an analogy, and he was using King Kong versus Godzilla as an example, mm-hmm. where it shows like the first meeting between King Kong and Godzilla, where it's like King Kong sees Godzilla, who's a big dinosaur, and King Kong's been beating up dinosaurs forever. You know, he knows this. But then suddenly the fire breath comes out, and he's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Because he's shocked. He's like, what is this? Like, I loved, but yeah, after we learn about his brain and then they meet again, King Kong does that thing where he goes and I'm going to hide behind a rock.
Yeah.
And wait for him to come past me.
Yeah.
And like that's him being smart. I liked how every time that he would get burned, he'd like stop and he'd check his face. Mm-hmm. He was always like, oh, are my eyebrows still good?
Yeah.
He was always like checking himself out. After, the fire breath.
I think, like, for the most part, King Kong looks kind of goofy.
Yeah.
Except when he's, like, wet. And, like, in the water. Like, he looks kind of... He looks definitely more scary than...
Yeah, well, he also was very mad then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Taco, the Groucho Marx character of the movie... Always like the whole bit with him, like, oh, he puts his hand on the plunger, like, no, and then he does it again.
Yeah, I read in the book that there's this the dude with the corns. He kept having problems with his corns when they're out in the jungle. I guess that was only for the American version.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I guess he just had some form of like jungle fever, but they wanted to make it more comedic. So it was him complaining about his feet having corns.
Wow, they didn't think the taco character was enough of wacky comedy to throw in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, also the guy who's the translator was pretty like rough.
That's pretty where you're rough. Like, okay, that's just not a guy who's just tanned a bit. That's what really.
Oh, did you notice the during the big dance number, that the head woman of the group, like the one who's like the star woman, the one who's the mom of the kid,
yeah,
her bra was significantly bigger than the other bras.
Yes, I did notice that. It's the whole sequence. I mean. Yeah.
It's like her boobs weren't bigger. It was just the bra itself.
Yeah.
It was just like, oh, I guess that means she's the leader.
At some point, someone says, Kong is approaching Tokyo. And someone says, King Kong?
What'd you say?
Somebody says, Kong is approaching Tokyo. And the other person says, King Kong? And that made me laugh.
I missed that. Yeah. That is fantastic.
Kong is approaching Tokyo. King Kong. I don't know.
Which Kong? Which Kong?
Yeah.
I know the stupid dialogue that came to me was just a part. It's when King Kong is being, he's on the raft and they have all the dynamite around him. Uh-huh. There's a shot of the captain, and someone walks up to me and goes, "Yes, captain." And the captain like tells him to do something, but like the captain never said anything to call anyone to him.
Oh, someone just showed up.
So it's just like, "Yes, captain." He says, "What? I didn't call you."
Oh man! So King Kong eats electricity.
He
just like grabs the wires and like just munches on it. I don't even know if that's possible. I think it's the
quickest way to get it in the body.
Yeah, is to eat it. and I guess swallow it.
No,
it's got to go through the. It's got to go through the mouth. It is weird. It's weird, but I like it.
It's just the way it's just like so randomly thrown in there is like this is power. Yeah, exactly.
It's like Popeye. Yeah,
it's spinach.
I think my favorite part, and I don't know if there's a toy of it, but I think there should be some sort of like remote control helicopter with a hanging Kong from wires.
That was so great because it looks like parts they had real helicopters and a giant Kong.
I thought it just looked funny.
I don't think remote control helicopters were that great in 62. Is that what we're looking at?
Yeah. 62, yeah.
I felt like the wide shots where they're over the water carrying Kong, it looked like they may have made a giant Kong dummy. Am I just hopeful?
Maybe. I think that would be crazy. I don't know. I think there would be more pictures. I'd have to look that up because I feel like that would be.
Yeah, there should be production stills or something like that. I'm assuming if it happened.
Yeah. But I liked how he was. I like how he was held up like a marionette, like a, but not like symmetrical. He's like kind of off kilter and like.
Yeah. At one point early in it, it's like it looks like the mask has his eyes open too, which is like extra creep. It's like, oh, that's how he sleeps. Mm-hmm. Ooh, because he hated when people sleep and you see that their eyes are kind of open.
Uh huh. Yeah, like my cat will do that every once in a while. It's like,
wait, hey, do cats have that extra hidden eyelid?
Yeah, I think so.
Boof.
Yeah, it's dogs. Weird. Dogs are better. I like that they dropped King Kong directly onto Godzilla. Like, here, fight. They didn't let him off near. They just dropped him right on top, and that made me laugh.
Another beauty of these kind of movies is that as soon as a monster sees another monster, they immediately go like, oh, I hate that guy.
Yeah.
That's it. I hate that guy.
Yeah, do they ever just like look at each other and like, oh, you want to just take out this city together? It'll be a lot easier. And just start just going to town. Especially if you were to drop one of the monsters from helicopter, like hoping to destroy destroy Godzilla, and King Kong's like, oh, cool, my friend's here. And
yeah,
then they
right.
immediately take out the helicopters and then all of the army.
Yeah, well, there's an aspect of their fight. When they're fighting in that smaller village area, and then it's kind of like, all right, what haven't we destroyed yet? Oh, look at this big, giant, pagoda-like building over here.
Let's bash it on either side of that
and just start crushing it. And then when they tumble and finally land in the water, it's like all those smaller buildings that were spared in the fight suddenly get flooded and destroyed by the ocean wave that gets caused by them tumbling into the water. It's like, in the case we left anything still standing.
I really like the fight. It's pretty brutal. Like, there's a point where, like, Godzilla is, like, he kicks King Kong down and just starts kicking rocks on top of him. Like, there's a lot of that going on.
Yeah, he starts burying him. Yeah, totally.
And then there's that tree.
Yeah, that was awesome. Shoving the tree in his mouth?
Yeah. I've seen a lot of monster movies. There needs to be more of that. Why doesn't that happen more?
Well, when I went to the Monsterpalooza last year, there was a panel on Godzilla, and the actor who's played Godzilla in many of the movies, at least, he had this great statement where he was talking about the best thing is to have a good partner. Essentially, it's like it's you need a good person to fight against to make it a good fight. Basically, he's giving the giant kaiju actor thing. That's basically where they say like acting is reacting. Yeah. You know, that I think was the best move. The move I liked the most. Yeah, it's aggressive. It's kind of like Cagney shoving the grapefruit in the woman's face.
Mm-hmm. And it's like in Pacific Rim, you got the Jaeger holding the big oil tanker and using that as a weapon. Like, I feel like there needs to be more of that. Like, and a lot of times monsters will like crash into buildings, but do they ever like pick up a building and like throw them at each other? Because there was a Godzilla video game where you can do that. That was fun.
Yeah, they should like, yeah. I mean, there's certain things that they can't, like, they don't really break the skin too much. Like, you can't, like, pick a radio tower and use it and chuck it like a spear and just, you know.
Yeah. But shoving the tree in the mouth,
probably. It was good because it was, like, dirt and everything. Yeah. It was, because a lot of it was, like, just like a playground fight, you know, just a lot of, like, on top of each other.
There's that one shot where it's a wide shot and they're, like, fighting behind this, like, mountain. But it's clearly like two hand puppets.
Puppets. Yeah.
That was crazy because they didn't slow down the footage to make them look like bigger to add weight to the characters. And it literally looked like two puppets hitting each other. Like in Time Bandits. Like,
yeah.
Small things.
Speaking of also in White Shots, there's a part where who's moving? There's like a White Shot where someone, I think it's Godzilla. And he's moving along, and he doesn't destroy anything. He's just kind of, like, being careful around, like, the power lines and stuff.
Yeah, and they're trying to corral him.
Yeah, I was like, how? It's like, suddenly he's not interested in just general destruction anymore.
Yeah. I don't know.
I do love how the way we found out that Fumiko was on a train, and they're all like, train?
Yeah.
Because it's like, we all know what Godzilla thinks about trains.
Yes.
And then King Kong apparently doesn't like trains either.
No. Yeah, trains are the worst.
Yeah, trains are like Godzilla's mortal enemy. It's like, trains are like, you know those videos where you put like a cucumber by a cat?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the same, that snake response. That's Godzilla with trains.
Oh, man. Do you have anything else for King Kong versus Godzilla? Are you glad that King Kong won? Because you like giant apes. That's
your... the thing. I mean, I do like the way a lot of these movies end, the monster that loses just kind of leaves.
Yeah.
So it's a little unfinished. I mean, in this sense, I guess it's the and he just goes home. I think. The intention is for him to come back always, but
we kind of want a rematch.
Well, I guess we're going to get one, right?
Yeah, fingers crossed.
I'm really interested in that fight and seeing how that plays out. The basis that, like, Godzilla's got a bigger brain. I mean, not Godzilla. King Kong's got a bigger brain, and yet Godzilla's got, you know,
brute force.
Breath, yeah, he's got extra. Yeah. He's got extra magic that is really what will make it an interesting kind of level playing field.
Yeah.
The last thing was that I just to say was the whole when he gets the power from the lightning, and it's all a couple of things, and it's all like you can see it. It's in his hands, you know, like when he grabs Godzilla, it's like he's. It's like he's running his feet along the carpet and then and just like he's just messing with them. And the other thing I really liked was they definitely knew that you can't have Godzilla in your movie if he's not going to grab a woman and climb a building.
Yeah.
So the fact that moment happened is, I think, a great.
Yeah. Even back then, it was kind of like fan service. Like they knew.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was kind of nice.
So he's got. We got to find him a building to climb, even though it's not as big and stuff.
Yeah, they're like, "Oh, we're not building a big one. You're just kind of nubby one."
Did you start? You start wondering about the model builders in these movies.
And yeah,
it's like because there's some really nicely detailed models, and just like knowing that, all right, this is just going to get crushed by a guy in big feet.
Yeah, that's a job I would want. Like, even though, I mean, it's probably going to get destroyed no matter what.
Yeah. Like, I know. It's great. I think the model building is it's really great work. And I think it's because it looks, the details are so good, why it looks so great when the destruction happens. And I mean, that's part of it. That's part of that special effects department.
Yeah,
that's
and just, at this point, they didn't make Godzilla super big so that the buildings didn't have to be built as tall.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's one of the things that happens, like, I think the 70s, where Godzilla...
He can, like,
he looks,
step...
He looks super big. And, yeah.
Yeah.
So they don't have to make as detailed or big models. Yeah, it's a fun movie. There's some questionable things, for sure. Faroe Island, we're looking at you.
Yeah. The whole Faroe Island segment.
Yeah. But, I mean, what are you going to do?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, next week's episode, or not next week, next episode is going to be, I don't even know what I'm calling it. Monster Zero, Invasion of the Astro Monster, Godzilla versus Monster Zero. There's a bunch of names. We'll get into that next week. Until then, there's kaijupod.com, and that'll take you to our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And that'll have all our episodes. And I think that is it for this week. So I guess until next time, we're going to be, let's walk into the ocean together. I don't know. I don't have a good.
That's okay. We'll sign off with
however. Yeah, I thought of that one when I watched King Kong walking away. I'm like, oh, that's what we should do at the end of the podcast.
Also, was he supposed to be swimming? It was kind of.
He was just walking. He hadn't reached the. He hadn't reached the deep end yet.
All right. I mean, like I knew the guy was walking, but I was like, I was trying to wonder if they were trying to pretend.
What if after he defeated Godzilla, which this would make more sense, is that they got the berries, put him back to sleep, and then helicoptered him into the off into the horizon, into the sunset, and he's just kind of laying there wonky with his one arm hanging low.
Yeah, well, it's good. Like he knows his way home.
Well, he's got a really big brain.
He does.
Okay.
All right.
Next time.
Gosh, you two fettle! Here, hold this. Tono, give me the radio. Come on.
Yoshi no ippai aru shima ni Kurombo oyaku ga sunde ita. Papa wa rumba de, mama ga mambo de, sono ko ga konga ni chibi bongo. Izure mo makuro hadakambo. Aru hi papa kun machi e yuki, chibikko bongo ni fuku katte. Bongo tokui de aniki konga to otete tsunaide jungle e. Parasol katate ni osanpo da. Soko e ookina kuchi aketa wani kun dete kite choi to made. Bongo furuete konga o kabai yoku anamashu kasho mangamashu. Wani-san, inochi wa otasuke da. Wani wa nikkori yofuku to parasol bundori numa no naka. Aniki konga to chibi no bongo wo tsukuzuku nagamete imashita. Hadaka ga ichiban seteki da yo.